Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is, it's a mixture of so many things thrown in all at the same time. And as the CEO, president, or business owner, you have to wade through many, many things. You have to wade through what you want to have happen, what will happen, what can happen, and what your co-workers are capable of doing. So we write business plans, and we write business plans as we think it should happen. What we really need to be careful of is when we're writing a business plan or when we're thinking about business or we're making demands on our salespeople is we have to turn around and say to ourselves, what's realistic? If it's not realistic and we can't produce it, then why in the world are we just telling people, go out and make this many appointments in a day when no one can really physically do that? What's possible? We have to use common sense in business. Common sense in business isn't always common. When people become CEO, president, or business owner, sometimes they forget what it was really like to be an employee. They aren't paying attention to what the marketplace brings. They aren't paying attention to what's possible. They aren't paying attention to the realism of life, the needs of people, the needs of their employees, the needs of the customers, the ability to deliver what's promised. Oh, yeah, hey, we'll get that out to you tomorrow. But if you can't get it out to you tomorrow, it makes no sense whatsoever to tell people what you can't do when you promise. Promises are sacred things. If you promise someone that the check's going to be in the mail, you better make sure the check is in the mail because they won't trust you. If you promise them that you are absolutely going to have the shipment of their product to them on a certain date and they need it because they can't finish their project unless they have what they need from you and you don't deliver and you tell them it's going to be a week later, they're never going to trust you again. Common sense and thinking about business is so important, and it's one thing that's lacking in many people. Common sense is a key element to your business plan, to your business life, to your ability to make profits. If you don't understand what really is going on in your business and in the world, you will not be the success that you want to be. Always think about, I'll write my business plan, then I'll turn around and I'll look at it and I'll see if it makes sense. And not only will I see if it makes sense, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn around and I am going to have other people review it. I'm going to get them to mark it up. I'm going to get them to look at it and say, is this possible? Anything that we're doing, we should have someone else review it and say, does this make sense? It's a mantra. It's a word that you should always have in your brain. It's a word that you should be thinking of whenever you do anything. Does this make common sense? And if you do that, you'll be ahead of most of the business world. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.